we received a deposit of a priceless map, the first map printed in the United States of the United States. It was done in 1784. And that deposit came from David Rubenstein, Carlisle Group, who purchased the map at an auction on December 3rd, 2010, and called us up and said that he would like to place it on a five-year deposit. Basically, during the program on January 31st, when we unveiled the map to the public, Mr. Rubenstein indicated that personally he'd like to see it stay here. And we won't disagree with that at all. It's quite a fabulous map. A map that has not been available to the public in any kind of way as far as sale or purchase since well in the early part of the 20th century. 1910, 1915 was the last time this item came up for sale. It was a map that we did not hold in the collections of the Geography and Map Division of the Library of Congress, which is the largest map collection in the world, with 5.5 million maps and 80,000 atlases. So it's a very important part to a puzzle as we develop information about the history of cartography and the history of the map making in the United States.
Well, tell us about this map itself. What's okay. it printed on and where did it come from?
Sure. This is a map of the United States printed by and produced, prepared by a man called Abel Buell, who was a printer and sometime map maker, silversmith, coin maker, et cetera, in New Haven, Connecticut. And he produced this map on March 31st, 1784. So exactly 6 months after the signing of the articles completing the treaty between the United States and Great Britain, ending the Revolutionary War, Mr. Buell has place of the first. He is the first one to come out with a map of the United States printed in the United States. It's a large map. Measures approximately 43 by 45 inches. It's on wonderful paper of the time. It was printed in four pieces. Plate would not be large enough to have done it in one piece, so it's four pieces joined together. And it shows the 13 states as known in 1784. The states in those days were, run off the colonies, and the state lines run all the way to the Mississippi River. So someone like Georgia or South Carolina or North Carolina or Virginia, their states extend their boundaries from the Atlantic to the Mississippi. And if they had their druthers, it would go all the way across the country to the Pacific coast. It's a beautiful map in good condition. The map originally was held by the New Jersey Historical Society from 1862 to the present date, and they placed it up for auction. And Christie's ran the auction in early December. We bid on the map. We didn't have enough money at that time to go all the way up, but eventually it was purchased for a purchase price of $1.8 million by David Rubenstein.
We were talking with Dr. John Hebert. He is the chief of the Geography and Map Division at the Library of Congress. Now, you mentioned the word deposit as the way you describe the receipt of this map, and I guess that's a good word for a library, but it's not a donation. Is there a difference?
Well, a donation would be an outright gift. Deposit means that the individual is saying, I will place it on deposit in 5 years, and I have the right to take it back. And we understand that. I mean, obviously, Mr. Rubenstein definitely said during the presentation on the 31st that he does not expect it to come out of the Library of Congress. But as far as a legal agreement is concerned, it is a deposit. And we in this division, Geography and Map Division, have received very few deposits. Most of what we have is something that's been added to the collection. This, in essence, places us in a different role as protecting the item for someone else over 5 years, but also making it publicly available in a manner that this institution can do. But there are other parts of the library that do take deposits with the idea. Ultimately, when you take a deposit, ultimately you're assuming or hoping that ultimately the owner will say, and now I'll leave it with you.
So this is a rare event not only for cartography, but also for your division at the Library of Congress.
That's correct. I mean, as I said, our history is that we've normally not had such things like that, and we were quite pleased to agree to that, basically, because this is a very important map. It's a first, and it parallels other firsts that we have in the collection. Back in 2003, we acquired, there was no deposit involved with that, we actually own the 1507 Martin Walsey Muller's world map, the first map on which, first document on which the name America appears, and the first map that separates the Western Hemisphere from the Eastern Hemisphere, with two oceans in between. That's a map that this joins, and therefore this allows a researcher, this allows a public to see things together, to see a number of treasures relating to the history of map making and the history and development of the world in one place, and one-stop shopping for good research.